The new 15,000 square foot community healthcare center will be located on the corner of North 22nd Street and Osborne Avenue in East Tampa. Charles Bottoms is the CEO of Tampa Family Health Centers, the nonprofit organization that instituted the creation of the medical clinic. He said the new center will offer diverse healthcare services.
It will house primary care, pediatrics, internal medicine, family practice, limited OB, and mental health. It'll also offer x-ray. Hopefully we will be able to keep many of our clients here in the community versus having to go to the emergency rooms, spend a lot of time and a lot of extra money because we can do it a lot cheaper.
According to the National Association of Community Health Centers, such clinics provide primary care for more than 20 million Americans living in low-income and medically underserved communities. Tampa Family Health Centers serves 25,000 patients annually. During this morning's meeting, U.S. Democratic Representative Kathy Castor said continuous comprehensive care is important. It can not only help prevent more serious health problems, but it also lowers the overall cost of health care for everyone.
Where do folks go if they don't have health insurance these days? They end up at the emergency room at St. Joseph's, just like folks around here. If they don't get the care they need, they're going to the place of last resort, the place that is the most expensive, the place where all of us end up paying for. It makes much more sense to have a neighborhood clinic where folks know the person on the other side of the counter, they know the doctor, they know the nurse. In fact, on the front page of one of our newspapers today, there was a whole spread on how vital it is for folks to get primary care, to get that those basic checkup today, and how that saves money down the road, and it makes people healthier if you catch that chronic condition early.
But Castor said better accessible medical care is not the only benefit of the new community health center.
We're going to hire folks from the community. And this is an area that needs the jobs, that it's an area that deserves it. So I am so pleased that this is paying off.
And just how many jobs is the new clinic expected to create?
Hundreds of jobs, first in construction and then in hiring doctors and nurses and medical professionals.
It costs $3.8 million to purchase the land for the new medical center. Charles Bottoms of the Tampa Family Health Center thanked Castor for pursuing federal money from the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, which helped pay for a third of the cost. The U.S. representative said the Tampa region has faced greater economic suffering than most regions and deserves the funding.
This is the intent of the Recovery Act at work. It has now been 1 year since President Obama signed the Recovery Act into law. And the Recovery Act is our lifeline here in the Tampa Bay area because we have struggled more than most communities all across the country. Our unemployment rate was higher. The recession hit here far earlier than it did in the rest of the country. Our housing crisis was, we're one of the hardest hit communities out of the entire country. So with all that, that makes the stimulus dollar all that more, much more important to Tampa and the Tampa Bay area. We've been through the ringer.
Castor supports health care reform, but a final bill has not yet passed Congress. President Obama will hold a bipartisan health care summit that will be televised later this week. A proposed health insurance plan offered by the federal government, the public option, is a key feature of the Democrats' bill that has been widely opposed by Republicans. When asked if she thought the public option might be reconsidered, Castor said,
I hope so, because we need competition to these insurance companies. These insurance companies now are absolutely reaming the consumer. Look at what the Anthem Health Insurance Company has proposed for an increase in rates, close to 50%. This is happening all across the country, and Florida is not immune. So we've got to bring greater competition into the healthcare market, and I know President Obama is fighting for that competition.
The new community health center is expected to be completed within a few months. Charles Bottoms hopes the remaining cost will be funded by local agencies. For WMNF in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.